It's time to strike up a conversation with the Pin Pals podcast, hosted by the Kentucky Wesleyan College bowling teams. No gutter mouths allowed. Hey, it was only a joke.
Welcome back to the very last episode of Pin Pals, I guess, but this is kind of a farewell. I don't even know what to call it, like a farewell Pin Pals podcast, so we'll call it that. Me and Whitney are here today to, you know, recap our 4 years here at Kentucky Wesleyan as we graduate in 3 days. We're both pretty excited, but yeah, so we're going to just kind of take a little bit to recap our 4 years here at Wesleyan, so I can start. So I came here in 2020, which was COVID year, so when I was moving in, you know, everyone was wearing masks, and you know, when you move in, you don't know anybody. So like everyone that's moving in with you is just kind of like, you know, kind of looking at you and you're looking at them. But so I moved in, and this was actually a funny story. The night I moved in, I didn't have a TV and my roommate wasn't moved in yet. And I was laying in bed watching like Netflix on my MacBook. And I guess I fell asleep. My bed was kind of lofted. I fell asleep. And in the middle of the night, I hear a big clunk on my floor.
I remember this.
And so I wake up and find out that it's my MacBook laying face down on the hard floor. So I get out of bed and go and check on it, and it looked fine at first, so I didn't think anything of it. So I went back to bed, woke up the next morning, and I opened my MacBook, and the bottom half of the screen was broken, and there were lines all through it. So I like was bawling my eyes out, calling my mom and dad. My dad yelled at me, and my mom was like, it's okay, like just see if you can get it fixed. So like I ran out of there before my roommate started moving in because I did not want her to see me for the first time crying. So I ran out, got it fixed in like a month, which it should not have taken that long, but you know, it's okay. So yeah, freshman year was kind of a blur just because with it being COVID, you didn't really get to do much. You know, you didn't get the freshman year experience that you wanted, and that's kind of how I felt. But fast forward to sophomore year. Sophomore year was a little better. They kind of lifted those rules of wearing a mask, so you were able to go out and meet more people and mingle a little more. So that's kind of what I did my sophomore years. I met more people and went out a lot more, I should say. But yeah, so sophomore year was a little better. It was a good bowling year. Junior year, which was last year, was a little difficult as we started having our third coach in 3 years. So that was hard. But I thought junior year was a pretty good year for me. I did really well on the bowling side, but academically, I thought it was also pretty well. But you know, I'm just excited for these 4 years to be over. And fast forwarding to senior year this year, we went through a lot with the team. We suffered and struggled a lot. What in the world is that?
Anyways.
All right. But yeah, fast forwarding to senior year, I think it was an awesome year besides the bowling part. I made a lot more friendships, which honestly kind of stunk because you have those friendships for 1 year and then you leave when it stinks, but we'll still keep in touch, which is good. So yeah, I made more friendships. I made more connections. I really think I had a good year, like I said, besides the bowling part. I picked up a new hobby. I started golfing, which is so much fun. I don't want to ever bowl again, but that's besides the point. Yeah, so I'm ready to move on with the next step of my life, and I'm going to miss, you know, everybody here. I'm going to miss Derek. I'm going to miss Dr. Andrew Bolin, Sean and Anna and Dr. Jim Coleman and all my friends. But yeah, I wanted to give them a huge thank you for giving me the best 4 years of my life. And for Derek, only two, just because I've only been on the radio for 2 years. But for showing me that I can do anything if I just believe in myself. And that's pretty much what I did. So thank you all for giving me the opportunity to kind of live my life here and making me feel welcomed. So I will let Whitney take over and give you her 4 year experience. 5 year, sorry.
So freshman year was 2019. It was definitely hard at first because I have separation anxiety from home. Having to stay here, it got easier, but the first couple of nights were definitely very hard. I remember just texting my mom every single night saying I wanted to come home and all that. Freshman year was kind of a long one. Felt like the longest year just because first half of the year, you're a freshman, you're getting used to the college life. Well, then the second half of freshman year, we get sent home for COVID. So everything got finished online and grades dropped and didn't pass a couple classes. And it was very hard. Didn't even know if I wanted to take a second year. And then, but ended up just fighting through it. Coming back sophomore year was a lot better. I would say that was probably one of my best years personally and school-wise. And then, okay. All right. And then, junior year, gosh, I don't even remember junior year. Junior year, I think, was just mid, because I don't remember anything from junior year. And then senior year last year, first senior year, that one was a rough one, because I didn't get to bowl all year due to some circumstances, but that one was a very rough one. And then fast forward to this year, it started off good, did not end the greatest, but it's still going. And I'm ready for it to be done. Yeah. This year went by fast.
I know. I felt like this year was also like a blur. Like, I kid you not, I don't remember much from last semester.
It honestly feels like the first day of classes were yesterday.
And here we are 3 days away from graduating.
Like, I was talking to a few professors and they even said that it flew by.
Yeah.
I do want to thank Dr. Hare. She helped me a lot in her 3 years of being here. Got me back on my feet, helping me find a job and what I'm wanting to do, because I had no clue what I wanted to do before she got here. And then also Miss Tanya from the SSC. She's helped a lot with testing. All right.
All right.
I don't think I'm going to miss Corinne.
Shut up, Whitney.
Just kidding. Just kidding. Me and Corinne were talking about it the other day. Me and her...
Whitney did not like me.
No. For some reason, we could not get along.
Facts.
We'd be friends one day, and then we'd be crap talking each other the next day.
I was so scared of you. Like, I used to be so afraid of you.
Why does everybody say that?
I used to be so afraid of you, and now it's like, I could slap you around and you'd be like, all right.
Literally everybody says that. Miranda said that. I had a few others tell me that. And I'm just like, I'm not a scary person. I'm literally the shortest person on the bowling team. Why is everybody scared of me?
Anyways, I don't know. You're just scary.
But we did not start off on the right foot.
No.
I think it was because of a few select people, but
yep.
We ain't going to mention those names.
Man, they're not listening. At least I don't think they are. Oh, whatever.
But last year and this year, we got, especially this year, we got a lot closer. Got stuck with her in a few hotel rooms.
That was kind of funny.
Didn't really have a choice on that one. She's like, I'm staying with you. Okay.
Well, yeah, who else was I going to stay with?
I could name a few.
And then, no.
Yeah, I mean, even like me and Alyssa, like... Me and her did not get along her first 2 years.
That's yet. What I'm saying. Like, me, Alyssa, and Dalen got along their freshman year. And then second semester, up until about last semester, we just were so off and on with each other. It was like, me and Dalen would be nice to each other one day, and then we would just, like a brawl. And, like, me and Alyssa have always been off and on, but, like...
I feel like Alyssa's been off and on with everybody.
But now I love Alyssa so much. So, Alyssa, if you're listening, I freaking love you so freaking much. Like... Love you forever, boo-boo.
Me and Alyssa went from never talking, not even texting, barely saying hi to each other in Winchester or walking past, and now we've been hanging out every single day since conference has ended.
And I feel like this whole situation with bowling like brought everybody so close together. I feel like that's what brought everyone closer
it's
together.
It's kind of sad.
Like, it brought me and Dalen closer together.
If you guys knew the bowling team, you know that a lot of us hated each other and did not like each other. Well, looking at that this year, you can't really tell because a terrible coach brought us together. Mm-hmm. And it's sad that it had to come to that to bring us together, but I mean, it did, and I think we're all thankful for that. Me and Corinne are just sad about it because we've been here 4 and 5 years, and it's just not really close with anybody. You have your select few, and then now you have to say goodbye as soon as you get close.
And like, it sucks for Miranda, Alyssa, and Dalen for next year because now they don't even get to bowl.
They're going to be doing league together, though.
That's true. All right. Yeah. They're gonna do league. So
I really feel bad for Miranda because I've been her roommate for 2 years. Now she's got to do a random.
I told her she should just get a single, but I know she doesn't want to pay extra. But it's like, you know, just get a single.
Yeah, but
she should have applied to be an RA.
Well, at that time, we had bowling. That's why she didn't do it. Alyssa's moving off campus. Dalen's living off campus. Miranda's going to be the only one on campus, and she's going to be with a random.
Well, hopefully, if I get a job in Nashville, I can come back and visit as much as possible.
Corinne, I don't think they're going to hear you with your cheek against.
Oh, sorry. This will just be like a little ASMR kind of thing.
Never ask Corinne to do homework with y'all either, because we didn't get a single freaking thing done.
I did. I got my precis done. I got my report, my 17-page report
done. Those two papers were already done. All you had to do was add a sentence.
No. The precis was not done, and the report was not done. But we're doing more tonight, so.
I guess it's homework.
All right. So where are we going for dinner?
Why? Depends how much these nails cost. I may be broke.
All right. So, the gas station, I'm just kidding, no. Gas station hot dogs.
I guess we're talking about dinner plans now on the podcast.
Well, I mean, what else are we going to talk about? We can just talk about random crap now. Hey, guys. Oh. How y'all doing?
Gosh, you fries me out.
Can I make a beat? Ooh. I clicked something. I hope I didn't mess it up.
If you just deleted this whole podcast.
I didn't. I promise.
We'll never let Corinne live that day down that she did not turn my microphone on and we had to record a whole nother 45-minute podcast.
I also did that to Alyssa one time. I had her come on air with me. Oh, hey guys, hold on. I'm getting a call from my dad. Hey, I'm doing a podcast. What's up? No, it's okay. I'm recording right now. So like, hold on. Say hi to the podcast. Hey.
What?
Say hello.
Oh, hello.
Hi, Mr. Bean.
Hi, is this Whitney?
Yes.
What's up, Whitney?
Anyway.
Hanging out this weekend when I come down?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm sorry to bother you. What are you guys talking about?
Well, we were doing a recap of like our years here at Wesleyan and then like just giving out like thank yous to the like some of our professors here and stuff. And
oh, that's awesome. You ain't talking about bowling, are you?
Well, that was last podcast.
That needs to be done. Let it go.
Let it go. Well, listen, I'm golfing now instead of bowling.
Oh, jeez. You need to take lessons.
Hey, listen, Natalie wants to go golfing with us.
You need to take lessons. Don't talk to me until you take lessons.
What do you mean?
Because I know how you golf.
I'm good. You. Listen, I'll send you a video of me golfing.
Yeah, I've seen the video of you golfing.
I'm good at golfing, aren't I?
No, you're not.
Guys, listen to this crap. He's doubting me. He doesn't think I can golf.
I've seen you golfing. You can't swing a club. You swing like a baseball bat. You're stiff. You gotta loosen up.
You said you're stiff.
Oh, you're embarrassing me on the podcast.
I'm so sorry. The heart only speaks the truth.
Oh. All right.
All right. Well, you're all good. You take care of your podcast, whatever. Now, what are you gonna do after next week? You guys shut it down, or what do you do?
Yeah, this is our last one.
Sign it off.
Peace out, Girl Scout.
Peace out, Girl Scout. All right, see you guys later.
All right, love you.
Love you, bye. See you, Winnie.
Bye.
Bye.
I love your dad.
Sorry, everybody.
I love your dad. He goes, is that Winnie?
Well, as soon as you said hello, I didn't think he was going to guess because when Alyssa answered my phone, my mom couldn't guess who it was.
Oh, my God, I know. She was in my room. Y'all were in my room.
Oh, I didn't turn my lights on. As soon as you said hi, my dad's like, is that Whitney? I'm like, how'd you guess that? That's crazy.
Your mom was like, is that Dalton?
She's like, well, Dalton knows how to do a girl voice. I'm like, when he wants to. Hey, Dalton, I'm going to make you listen to this later because I love you. Love you, boo-boo.
Anyway, all right.
I don't know. What are we talking about now?
Well, we've been doing this for 20 minutes, talking about random crap.
All right, well. It's been 16 and a half minutes, so I guess we can be done. I'm also kind of hungry. My stomach hurts. I need a cheese Danish from Starbucks.
Dang, bro.
Just kidding.
Chill, bro.
All right. Anyway.
That's why you suck at golf.
No, I don't. I don't suck at golf, y'all. Okay, listen to this. I can actually swing a freaking golf club, okay? Watch this. Oh.
Oh, we went.
We'll cut it off.
A whole year without cussing, and look who did it.
Look, I can hit a golf club.
Your Sprite bottle's on the way.
Ooh.
How many tries did that take you?
I was videoing it for like a minute. Anyway, sorry for that, guys. I'll cut it out. Anyway.
They tried yelling. You know, when we agreed to do a podcast together, all I got from Miranda and Corinne, you better not cuss. Cussing's not allowed. I'm going to have to bleep every word you say out. I haven't cussed once. But look at Corinne, the host.
Sorry.
Cussing on the very last podcast. It's a shame.
It's a must.
It's the way she's going out, I guess.
Okay. All right.
All right. Anyway, thank you guys for joining us today. It's
been fun.
It has been fun with doing our podcasts.
Not sure how many people are actually listening.
Yeah, facts. But I don't know how many of y'all actually listen to this, but we've had a lot of fun with you guys. We've had fun here at Wesleyan for the most part. But anyway, so yeah, I mean, I guess this is it. And we're going to graduate Saturday and don't tell anybody, but we're going to go out and do some stuff Saturday night.
Hey, we're of age.
And oh yeah, we are of age, but we're going to feel it Sunday morning.
We won't be college students no more.
But yeah, so thank you guys for joining us. And this has been Pen Pals, the last ever podcast, most likely. So this is our farewell and see you later.
Da-da-da-da-da. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.